give us the truth.
Part two.
Give us the truth. Huh.
For every email, for every phone call, for everybody that came up to me at a show, here's part two. Listen,
yo. The platinum souls tour, I deal with cross movement. I said my goodbyes cause I had to fly back to St. Louis. I left the tour early for my first semester in school. I was exposed to so much truth that I had to choose
so much
between what I had learned and what I was taught to do. In my church on my zone, I was so confused. The first Sunday morning back, it was like culture shock.
What?
Watching the shepherd and sheep explode like a soda pop. That heaven's shaking, they shaking over these shifty sermons. People spitting and shouting, but nobody's discerning. I left the building, my feelings were crushed, I felt forsaken. The one place I was supposed to come for restoration. In worship of a holy God and exalt him in praises. Spent the whole prayer time rebuking the Satan. Spent the whole sermon time just talking about money. While I was dying inside, spiritually hungry. That's what we need if we gon' properly teach. If we gon' seek, then we gon' properly reach.
Yeah.
That's what we need if we gon' carry our cross. If we gon' effectively disciple
us.
I left the crib, moved into the dorms. So depressed that I ventured in porn. It was a crazy thing. I felt the disconnect from Jesus' arms. So I ceased to write these rhythms and poems to disobey the king.
Reality.
I told my teachers that I was living in sin. In my Bible, I'd never read it again. And threw it in the closet.
I did.
And anything that had to do with God, Marcus T, he was doing the opposite. It's a lifestyle. I called fanatic and tonic on the cell. And said for ministry that I was gonna chill. Cause I was in no position to minister to anybody at all. Cause I wasn't sure if I was a Christian at that moment, dog. I started skipping classes, hanging with the masses. And my days were black and gray like cigarette ashes. All I know is that I wanted to die. But suicide meant me and the guy that I thought was shook me. That's what we need if we gon' properly teach. If we gon' seek, then we gon' properly reach. That's what we need if we gon' carry our cross. If we gon' effectively disciple God. That's what we need if we gon' walk up in holiness. In boldness and meek and lowliness. That's what we need in this race we running. Proper lessons as we wait for his second coming.
Listen,
but it was obvious.
It was
God in his providence. Put me with people to guide me and guide me out of this. Doing the chapel service, a cat named Paul Washer preached the gospel and drove me onto the Lord's altar. And I confessed my sin and he pressed reset again. I started over and felt like a soldier for Jehovah.
Yahweh.
I called my old pastor and apologized for how I behaved. But as of that day, we agreed to go our separate ways. I met this girl named Beth who told me about a church home.
Okay.
First I visited, became a member, and then it was on. Then the pastor gave me a stack of books
to read these.
Now I'm back with raps and hooks. Yeah, took the summer and spent $300 on tapes and books and learned from these biblical scholars. Yeah, now I'm back and I'm walking in light, living my life, glorifying Jesus in Christ. That's what we need if we gon' properly teach. If we gon' seek, then we gon' properly reach.
Yeah,
that's what we need if we gon' carry our cross. If we gon' effectively disciple the lost.